Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. At this hour, Boston officials are presenting proposals to shelter some 700 homeless residents displaced because of last month's sudden closing of the bridge to Long Island in Boston Harbor. The island housed the city's largest homeless shelter and a substance abuse treatment program. The city has since set up temporary shelters, which many advocates are criticizing. They're asking the city to provide ferry service to Long Island so some of the homeless can retrieve their belongings, and they're also asking for more permanent housing options. One option the city is considering is its property on Frontage Road near the expressway in the South End for a temporary shelter to be built with modular building units. We spoke with Jim Green, director of Boston's Emergency Shelter Commission, and we started by asking him how the closing of Long Island has affected those who are homeless and the city services for them.
Two things. One is it has put enormous stress on an already overstressed system. The shelters have been at capacity even through the summer months. The winter weather is coming on, and so other homeless service providers, Pine Street Inn, St. Francis House, Healthcare for the Homeless, the New England Center for Homeless Veterans, have all stepped up working with the Public Health Commission and literally have not missed a single night of providing beds. That said, of course, there's been a terrible impact on homeless individuals who were displaced already through their homelessness, now being displaced from Long Island. So people have had to work under additional pressure to get into shelter for the night.
At this point, does the city have a plan that can deal with all of these people?
So the city right now is currently exploring a number of options. What they're trying to do is get the ones that are the most secure, the safest for homeless individuals, the ones that can be implemented quickly. And I think that, you know, looking for sites within the city and programs that can go up and running really quickly is absolutely the focus. And I think what we're fortunate is that Mayor Walsh is incredibly committed.
Yeah, I know. We know that he has said he's committed, but we have many folks who are homeless protesting before this meeting saying that there hasn't been action on the part of the city since the bridge was closed in the beginning of October. And they're saying that the conditions in some of the places that have been set up as temporary shelters are really deplorable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a mischaracterization to say there hasn't been action. You know, this has made the precarious nature and the plight of the lives of homeless people very palpable and vivid in a community that doesn't always see that, in part because of the services that we provide. So I think there are undeniable impacts on the lives of homeless people. You know, it's the job of advocates to help be a voice for the voiceless or help homeless people voice that experience. What I think is important is the community meeting tonight, that city agencies have been listening, have been working with people, but absolutely, it has put people through a lot of stress.
And Jim, in the last minute here, I'm wondering, can you just tell me what the plan essentially entails in terms of where the bulk of those who are homeless would receive shelter and what might happen in terms of substance abuse treatment?
So that's not something that's yet signed, sealed, and delivered, so it would be premature to kind of put a decision out there.
So you can't talk about, say, the main option at this point. Is it that lot in the South End?
I mean, that is certainly one of the operations where the city has site control. There's a prior use of that in services and where we think that the crowd management. So that is certainly one of the primary options that people are looking at. But again, that's part of what this community engagement is about. And it's partly about crunching the numbers and getting the support that we need to move this forward.
All right. Jim Green, director of the Boston Emergency Shelter Commission, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Sure.